Hello, hello. Welcome, everybody, to Aaron, the Legal Guy, Just Talking Business on a Wednesday, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. East Coast Time. And guess where I am today? Because you guys know that I'm always Aaron, the Legal Guy, on the go. You just maybe we ought to do a show called Aaron, the Legal Guy, on the go. But this is Aaron, the Legal Guy, Just Talking Business. And I'm at my home office today. I'm not on the go. I'm at my home office in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And after last week's show, GL and I got together, and I got together with my wife, and I decided that, you know what, we're not doing that again. I will make a 52-week commitment to be with my laptop every Wednesday at 11 o'clock. So that I can do this the right way. I did find out, however, and this is cool with technology, and it's all about business, right? It's all about being efficient and effective in your business. I found out that there's some technology that I can use to where if I know I have a scheduled event and I can't do the show in front of my laptop absolutely positively live, that I can actually record it, upload it, and then, or download it, then upload it into our studio here and have it scheduled to play. Then all I got to do is call in, and it'll play that show. So that's good to have in the pocketbook for just in case. But this show is absolutely positively live right now, March 2nd, at 11:02 right now. Listen, today is... would be my mom's birthday today. She passed away, and I think it was 1996. So I want to say happy birthday to my mama, Jennifer Anderson, wonderful lady. It would have been her birthday today, so she's watching over us doing the radio show today. But anyway, today, and we're doing a series on mindset. Right, of being an entrepreneur. And by the way, this is Aaron, the Legal Guy, Just Talking Business with my co-host, partner in crime, Mr. GL. And GL has sent me a message that he's going to be a little late joining us this afternoon or morning, but he'll be here shortly. But that's okay because I got some really good stuff. I love this topic, and he's going to be mad too because this is one of his favorite topics, is the mindset. And one of my mentors, Ms. Darcy Hoffman, is doing some incredible things with this topic, and she does it Friday morning, and it's awesome. It's a web training that I plug into, and then, of course, you know, like I said, she's got a website and all kind of stuff, and she's a mentor of mine, her and her husband, John Hoffman. But she did a huge segment on this, and really, the information I'm sharing with you is what I picked up for years of working my own business and businesses. And then she just really has honed in on it for me, has helped me hone in on it and refine it to where, you know, hopefully I can be as good at her as her in delivering it so you get the message. And I think it's working pretty good. I had a young lady in Mary Kay, I'm going to have her on the show here real soon. She's sells Mary Kay out in Texas. And I actually went over some of the stuff with her over the phone about a half hour ago. And I was like, oh, you just really helped me redefine what I want to do on the show today on Aaron Lee's Now Just Talking Business, because the mindset is so important in doing what you need to do to be successful in your business. Today, I really want to hit on, and I probably will the next couple of days, because it's a very, very big topic of discussion, but it's mastering your emotions. That's what we're going to call it, mastering your emotions, your business emotions. Now, we ain't talking about all the lovey-dovey stuff and, you know, feeling good about your mate and, you know, that. We're talking about mastering those emotions for your business, because you can guilt yourself out of sales. You can fear yourself out of sales. And as a matter of fact, fear is an acronym. It's a word, it's an acronym. And it's spelled F-E-A-R, fear, to be afraid of something. Let me Google search the definition of fear. See what Wikipedia and Google has for fear. Fear, an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain or a threat, to be afraid, right? That's fear. But you know, it stands for false evidence appearing real. F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. So if you can understand and take fear to be false evidence appearing real, you can overcome fear. You can overcome it easily because it's not real. It appears to be real, but it is not real. It's an emotion that you can master, okay? So you may have the fear of doing a presentation. Well, doing a presentation has never killed anybody. Matter of fact, most of the things that you're fearful of never even happen. Think about it. How many times have you heard of, we live in an old house built in the 40s, right? So it makes a lot of sound. But how many times have you heard a crickety sound in your home or apartment and went and checked it out and it was actually the boogaboo monster, you know? It was actually something, a monster or somebody robbing you. I mean, it's rarely happens. No, so it's false evidence appearing real. Most of the things that we are fearful of never even happen. And the more you pour into that emotion, the more you're drawing that to which you're fearful of onto you. Okay? So bringing it back to business, because we're just talking business here, and we're mastering these emotions. And we're talking about the emotions of fear right now. If you have a fear of picking up the phone to make cold calls, then it affects your business. If you have a fear of sitting down with somebody and doing a flip chart presentation or a PowerPoint presentation, then it affects your business. If you have a fear of time management, right? That can be a fear too, because you are avoiding doing what you need to do to manage that time. And that's a whole other topic we'll talk about later on in the series. But here's an emotion that's a very big one that keeps a lot of people doing the things that they don't want to do and not doing the things that they were put on the planet to do. All right? We've been gifted these talents to do these things. But fear sometimes keeps us doing the thing that's easy to do so that we can pay a bill or so that we can keep those medical benefits. But if you really did the things that you were fearful of doing and you overcame them because they're nothing but false evidence appearing real, then you would have much more success. Now, here's a way of doing that. Talking about this fear, and it's just the emotions, all the emotions, the anxiety of doing an appointment, the guilt because that person said no and you didn't make the sale, so you didn't bring home the money, right? Being sad and upset because that person said no. So now you got all these emotions that, man, you know, you start the anger, just that sickness in your stomach, dude. Am I doing the right thing? You start doubting yourself because you allowed that emotion, those emotions, to control you. So what you want to do is do not get emotionally involved with the results. And let me say that again. Do not get emotionally involved with the results. Whatever it is you're doing, selling, sharing, don't get emotionally involved with the results. In other words, You know, I called that person, I followed up with that person, I sent them some information, they reviewed the information, I followed up with them, I got the appointment, I went and did the appointment, it was a great appointment, and they said, no, not right now. Sounds great, but I'm cool, right? So what do? You break down. Oh, no, woe with me, woe with me, woe with me, I didn't make a sale. After all that work, didn't make a sale. This sucks. This is terrible. I'm going to be broke because I'm not bringing home any money now. Well, you allowed yourself to get emotionally involved with the result. And how many of you actually celebrate the art of doing? Well, let me save that for a second. So how many of you actually celebrate and allow yourself to get emotionally involved with the process of doing? See, do not get emotionally involved with the results. Instead, get emotionally involved. Do get emotionally involved with the art of doing, the process. Because you cannot have someone tell you no without having an appointment and doing a presentation. Well, you cannot do a presentation and get an appointment if you didn't call somebody. A lot of times you can't get an appointment, do a presentation without calling somebody, without sending them some information, and then following up on the fact that you sent some information to see if they reviewed the information, then have a discussion about that information, which then gets you an appointment so you can do a presentation so that you can get a no. See, there's a lot to celebrate in that process. First thing I had to do was find you. So I had to either go to a social event, a business networking event. I had to get out of my comfort zone and walk up to a stranger at the coffee shop or at the mall or at the gas station. I had to get out of my comfort zone. You should celebrate that. Get emotionally involved in that. Pat yourself on the back. Feel good about it. Call your teammates, your upline, your sideline, your downline, your support group, and let them know that I went out and talked to 10 people today. Woohoo! Celebrate that. Celebrate the fact that you had to log all those contacts into your customer relationship management system. You had to do that. That's the art of doing. Celebrate that. Get excited about that. Love that. Have fun with that. You know, share that with somebody that can say, congratulations, good work. Right? Celebrate the fact that now you got to send out information to which you need to follow up with. Celebrate that. When you do your follow-up calls, call your sponsor, your workout partner, and celebrate the fact that you made the phone calls and did the follow-up. Share it with your spouse. You know, have them be your cheerleader. Get the pom-poms out. Woo, you do it. Go, boy. Go, girl. You know, kumbaya, yay, way to go. Right? When you get an appointment because you did the follow-up after you sent the information, after you went out of your comfort zone and you made the exposure and got the information, celebrate that fact. Then guess what? You got to go do the appointment. Celebrate the fact that you got up in the morning and God gave you breath so that you can go do an appointment. Be on time. Be early. Be excited with a smile on your face. Do the presentation. Celebrate that. And then when that person says no, not right now, or I'm cool, celebrate that, because it is not your job to be emotionally involved with the results. It's not your job to make that, well, let me rephrase it. It's not your job to be emotionally involved with the results. Don't wrap your emotions around whether they say yes or no, because that's not your job. Your job is figure out how to get the contact. Then you have to communicate with the contact. Then you have to send in some information to the contact. Then you have to follow up with the contact, have a conversation with the contact, set up an appointment with the contact, make sure that they are going to show up at the appointments. You show up, be prepared, and then do a presentation. That's your job. Those nine things is your job. Celebrate the fact that you accomplished that job. Because without any of that, you would not be in a position to get a yes or a no. Okay? So you want to be emotionally attached, emotionally involved with the art of doing. So every time that you do one of those nine steps, you can celebrate them. You feel good about them. It puts a smile on your face and others' face that you're doing them. And then when you get the sale, it's more joyful, so you can celebrate that too. But if you don't get the sale because you celebrated in mastering and allowing your emotions to be involved with the art of doing, it doesn't stun you in a negative manner that they said no. And then if you really want to flip it around, take the money that you earn when you do make a sale and divide it by the amount of people that you got to present to before you get that sale. So let's say that you get $100 for a sale. And let's say it takes you 10 appointments, 10 presentations, and to get one sale. So you get 1 out of 10, right? That's your ratio, 1 out of 10. Well, you celebrate all 10 of them because you had to do some things just to get 10 appointments. So celebrate that fact that you accomplished what most people don't, which is to do 10 appointments. Get 10 appointments, not just do them, but get them. So celebrate that. You're emotionally charged up. You feel good. You've done those things, those 9 things to get those 10 appointments. So 10 times 9, that's 90 different things that you had to do to get those appointments. And then 9 said no, but 1 said yes, and you made $100. So do the math. 10 divided by 100 is 10. So basically, each no paid you $10. Think about it. So then you can celebrate that. No, you can tell that person, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. I just got paid $10 because you told me no. I love this business. Where else can you get paid for people telling you no? You know, if you got told no or failed in school, you get an F. You get too many Fs, you get kicked out or get held back. All very positive things, right? But in business, as an entrepreneur, you take those no's and you turn them around into positives because you learn to get better. See, as you're learning to get better and you're celebrating the art of doing, what happens is you do it more because you're feeling good and others are feeling good around you and your support team, and they're complimenting you and patting you on the back and they're giving you suggestions and giving you feedback and helping you get better. So when you report back or you talk back to your, you know, to your group, you know, your mentorship program, your support group, whatever you want to call it, when you have those meetings, those calls, those contacts with those individuals, and you tell them what happened at that presentation, then they help you tweak it to get better. You know, we have John Hoffman, the Hoffmans, Darcy Hoffman. They have a philosophy that we tell you about it, then we show you about it, then we let you go do it, and then we grow you to help you get better. So we tell you, show you, let you, and grow you. We tell you, we show you, we let you, and then we grow you, right? Because when you do that, you have the philosophy of doing it right away when it happens, so you're mastering the emotions of doing, the art of doing, and mastering and enjoying those emotions. You're getting emotionally involved with the art of doing, not emotionally involved with the results. You'll want to do more because you have more people in your corner encouraging you to do more. So you'll do it again and again and again and again. And then what happens is you get the win. And then you can celebrate the win. You know what? Let's take a pause for the calls real quick. I got some more
Faces of Success Radio here. Proudly so presents the 2016 Old School Celebrity Reunion Dinner and Award Ceremony.
Family Reunion.
Saturday, June 4th through Monday, June 6th, 2016. Nominees and performances by Evelyn Champagne King, Johnny King, GQ, Truth, Climax, Victor Orlando, Roy Hamilton Jr., Club Nouveau, Richie Rich, Lamar Lubin, and more. And all hosted by Gail Scott King. Also, special guest appearances from Earl Young, Khalilah Ali, Sherry Gordy, Joe Levy, and Ziola Gay, with special honors going to Marvin Gaye and Robert Franklin Brookins. Tickets available now. Group rates available at facesofsuccessradio.com. You can book your room now using our group code RADIO. The 2016 Old School Celebrity Reunion Dinner and Award Ceremony at the Grand Sierra Resort Crystal Ballroom, Reno, Nevada. For more information, go online to facesofsuccessradio.com. Brought to you by Faces of Success Radio. Faces of Success Radio proudly presents.
Sugar, won't you find yourself a treat? Go down.
What your life can move through. This is your time and your challenge. What is it that you want to do? Sit and be still and not shine the way your life was meant to? Oh, I pray that ain't true. I pray that ain't true. Oh, please, don't fall into the abyss because something negative once ruled you. Please, understand I'm from where you are and I got to fight my demons too. Please, don't give up because somebody broke your heart and something fell through. This is life. You owe it. Life does not owe you, okay? An obstacle is a thing that impedes or blocks one's way. You can climb over, you can dig under, you can chip through it, you can go around it, you can move it, you can ignore it, but you can do it. You can do it.
You'll find in your heart golden days, a love that rains from the stars, golden days. Golden days, girl.
All right, all right. I'm hoping I'm back. I tried something new to do. I did a our commercial. Then I seen something that I can type in, and it brought up some old school. I that was really great, whatever it was we were listening to, and I wish I still had it on my screen so I can give some props to it. But I will in the future because now I know how to do it. But you did hear our commercial about our event coming up in June. It's going to be awesome, and we'll cover that a little bit more a little later in the show. And I think we have GL on the line with us. GL, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
No, I can't hear you. Oh, you are. Sorry. There you are. My headphone was not in, but it's in now. So you should be able to hear me better, too, right?
I can hear you. I was able to hear you good the first time.
Okay, okay. Well, that's the new phone I got. This Samsung Note 4 is a really good, it's a good phone. It's a good phone. Well, welcome to the show, my brother. Did you hear that great song I was just playing?
I did.
Yeah.
I was actually listening to the poem part of it about overcoming objectives.
Yeah, and that's something. And the segment we're doing right now is over the next couple of weeks, few weeks, however long it takes, is having to do with that. That's going to be one of the segments down the road. But today, we've been talking about mastering your emotions. Because, emotions run everything, and they can run your business too. So, thus far I've been talking about, and I just took that commercial break on, I got up to the point where, you don't let the negatives run you. You don't get emotionally involved with the results. You want to allow your emotions to engage and be involved with the art of doing. So I was just getting into a lot of the positive stuff because, there's basically, like I said, everybody, there's nine, and there's probably more, there could be less. It depends on your process. But my process, there's nine activities that I need to do to really put it in the right place. I don't want to say to use the words to set it up, but to put it in the right place to where I can sit with somebody and do a presentation. So that I can get a buying decision from them. There's nine things that I got to do because it's very rare that you're just going to, people are just going to call you and say, hey, I want to meet with you and talk about what you have. There's a process that you have to participate in to get it to where you're sitting in front of somebody for that 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever, to do your product presentation. And it's really important to get emotionally involved in those nine things. I call them the art of doing. So you allow yourself to get emotionally involved with the art of doing. Don't worry about the results. Because like I said earlier, if you get $100 and you got to do 10 presentations, you're basically getting $10 every time somebody tells you no. Because if you think about it, and this is what I was sharing with Hannah about an hour ago before the show, I was sharing with Hannah, think about it. If you had a traditional job, right, you got a job, you got to work that job 80, if it's a full-time job, you're working 80 hours, right, a week, right, or every 2 weeks, 40 hours a week, 80 hours every 2 weeks. Well, that means you got to show up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. If you got the weekends off, you get them off, then you show up again Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And every day you show up, you do those 8 hours every day. And you don't get paid at the end of that day. You don't get paid at the end of that first hour. You don't get paid at the end of that first half hour. You don't get paid. You don't show up on Monday, work all day Monday, and then get paid on Tuesday. You got to show up for 2 weeks, then get a paycheck. So why not translate to that into business ownership? If I do these nine things, I get the presentation. Okay, I didn't get paid right away on the first of the nine things or the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, up to the ninth thing. I didn't even get paid when I went and sat down and met that individual because they said no. So you want to master the fact that you did those things and you have put yourself in a position where you can do them again to meet with somebody else to tell you no. You get excited about those things and you'll do them again so you can meet with somebody else to tell you no. And if you're always going and communicating with your support group, with your mentors, with your workout partner, and you're talking and you're sharing the fact that you're doing these things and that partner is patting you on the back saying, good job, man, keep doing it. You're going to get better at it. You know, you're going to develop your ratio because remember, 1 out of 10, you're getting $10 for every no, then you're going to get that 100, and you're not going to get it right away. Just like a job, you got to work 2 weeks before you get the paycheck. So you do these things to set these things up so that you can get to that yes, because you're excited and you're happy and your emotions are positive about the art of doing, not the results. And you're sharing those positive emotions with your team, your mentors, your support group, your workout partner. So what happens is you're more motivated to do it again, and do it again. But if you allow yourself to get emotionally involved with the result, that no, and it doesn't feel good. So when the opportunity to come to even do it again, one might just jump in your boat because they've seen your card or seen your Facebook blast or your LinkedIn page, and they may even call you and say, hey, I seen your website, and I want to meet with you and talk about that legal thing or that whatever it is that you're doing. Because you allowed yourself to get emotionally involved with the result from the last sale, you can even mess that up. You will mess up that opportunity to just jump in your boat because you got your emotions wrapped around the wrong part of the process, right? So what you want to do is get emotionally involved with the art of doing. You celebrate the fact that you did it because most people don't give themselves the chance to do, then sell. Because, again, it's going back to your ratios, and that's another segment. You know, how, your ratios, if it's 1 in 10, you get that $100 on the 10th or anywhere through that process, but you can develop your ratios, 1 in 10, you know, 9 of them, it's $10 for no, I got the 1. I guarantee you, if you go through that process again, because remember, to get one, my process, it takes 9 different things to do to get to the one. So 9 times 9 or 9 times 10 is 90 things that I have to do to get to that one. So now I got to the one, I made the sale. I got 9 no's. I'm emotionally engaged in the art of doing, so I celebrate the fact that I did those 9 things to get to the presentation, right? I hope you guys are following this. Guess what comes next? I got to do those 9 things again to get to the 11th, right? I got to do those 9 things again to get to the 12th presentation, 9 things again to get to the 13th, the 14th, the 15th, and then I got to go all the way to 16, 17, 18, 19, all telling me no to get to the 20th one to tell me yes to make another $100. So I got another $10 for every no. But now, if you go back, that's 20 presentations. That's 180 pieces of activity to get to those 20 presentations. That's 180 times that I've communicated with my support system, my mentor, my workout partner. So that gave all those individuals that are supporting my business the opportunity to pat me on the back, make me feel good, offer some encouragement, offer some teaching, some training so that I can get better. Because what happens is I got to do it again on the 21st time. So I got to do another set of 9 things, then the 22nd, the 23rd, the 24th, the 25th, and then guess what? I might make that sale on the 26th time. So now my ratio is 1 in 6. So does that mean for the next set of 6 people that I'm going to make a sale? It's a great possibility. You know why, listeners? GL, I know you know why. Because you've gotten better. You did it the first set of 10 times. That's 90 things. Then you did it a second set of 10 times. That's another 90 things for 180 things. You've gotten better. Remember we told you the philosophy. Tell you, show you, let you, grow you. We've worked through the grow you phase 180 times. So you are better when you do it the 21st time. You might see that objection coming quicker. You might have answered the objection before it even comes. That's a new tech. That's a technique that you can use to help you make some more sales. So now your ratio changes. It's not 1 out of 10. It's 1 out of 6, right? So now you can really get emotionally involved because now you can start allowing yourself to be excited because you got more money now, right? And you're doing more activities now. So this mindset thing and being emotionally involved and engaging in the art of doing, not the result, is key to your business. Very key. GL, you got any comments on that? I know this is a big topic for you. You're really wrapped around this kind of stuff. Anything to add or subtract? GL, you got to come off of mute. I know you're out there on mute. I see you. I think he's there. Well, if he's not, that's okay because I got tons to talk about in this area. And, oh, he just sent me a text message. He got another call with his, Yale's taking on through his church being a basketball coach. We're going to get him to talk about that a little bit too because that's a new and exciting thing that he's taking on. I don't even know, is it a coach for little kids? Or is it a men's team, a woman's team, or what? So we're gonna find that out when he comes back. So GL, as soon as you get back online, speak up and let us know that you're there, because we want your opinions on what we've been talking about. And if you haven't heard what we've been talking about, I can give you a quick summary, because I know this has been a really strong point in your area, because you know you've done it. You've mastered the art of allowing your emotions to be involved in the art of doing your business. So I'm really hoping this has been helpful. We've been talking the last 40 minutes or so about emotions and how they greatly affect your business. If you're just tuning in, this is Aaron, the Legal Guy, just talking business with my co-host, GL. And we've been talking about, and we're doing a series on mindset of being an entrepreneur. Some of the things that you're going to come across in this process of doing business. And today we're talking about do not get emotionally involved with the results, but instead get emotionally involved with the art of doing. And in that process, GL, you're there yet? Yeah, okay. We've got about 20 more minutes for the show. And in that process, you're going to find that, you know, your racial will appear. And that's a whole other topic, the racial, because if you continue to do things, a racial will appear. If you stay consistent with your activities and you celebrate in the art of doing, a ratio of success will appear. And on a side note, which can be another discussion, let me write this down, tracking. Tracking is so important because you have to track your business, you know. So you have to know through your tracking process will help you, you know, see what your ratio is. I mean, if you're not tracking presentations and what happened from that presentation, bad, good, or indifferent, how can you tweak it to make it better for the next time? if you're not tracking, you won't know that you've done 10 presentations, got 9 no's, and then finally got the yes. See, because if you track that and you understand that, you can do that plan, do, review. You know, you plan it, you did it, now you review it to tweak it to make it better for the next time. So you do those 9 things, you may tweak those 9 things so that they can be more effective in getting that appointment. So you get that appointment, do the presentation, you track the results, you know, you track that process, you know, 1 in 10 that you can sell. So when the company has a contest, you know, if you need to get 100 sales to win the contest, to get 100 sales well, let's back this up. Let's say you need 10 sales. You need 10 sales to win the contest. And you know your ratio is 1 out of 10. Then all you got to do is do 100 presentations to get to 10, and you can win the contest, right? So therefore, you can have somebody that has been doing it 5, 10, 15 years longer than you, and you can still beat them, you know, because they might get 1 out of 6. But if you get 1 out of 10, you just do your 10 a lot faster than they do their 6, and you will beat them to the goal. So with the art of doing and allowing yourself to get emotionally involved in the art of doing, you'll do more. As you do more, your ratio will appear and it will get better. It might be 1 in 20, you know, and then eventually 1 in 10, and then eventually 1 in 8. And then it gets better as you do more. So continue to do more. Continue to track what you're doing. And then you'll see positive things happen from what you're doing. All right? So this is some good stuff. It's some good stuff for me. I hope it's good for you. I want to play our commercial again, but before I do that, I want to talk about the event that's coming up, the Faces of Success Radio, and all of our staff are preparing for Nevada's biggest and most electrifying 2-day event ever happened in Reno, Nevada. It's going to be Saturday, June 4th. And Sunday, June 5th, if I was you, I would get there Friday or even Thursday, because you know it's going to be something going down Thursday night and Friday night, or Friday during the day and Friday. It's going to be going down. So get into Reno, spend some time. You'll love it. It's a beautiful place this time of year. But definitely get there Saturday, June 4th. Stay around till Sunday, June 5th, because we're doing a pre-party and the 2016 Old School Celebration Reunion and Dinner Awards Ceremony right there in Reno, Nevada at the Grand Sierra Resort Crystal Ballroom, which is located at 2500 East 2nd Street in Reno, Nevada. So get your plane ticket, get your bus ticket, get your train ticket, put some gas in the car, stick your thumb out, do whatever you got to do to get there, because it's going to be great, guys. I mean, we got some of the top, some legendary artists that are going to be there. And I'm excited to, you know, meet Evelyn Champagne King, meet members of Troop, different radio personalities. Matter of fact, all the radio personalities from Faces of Success are going to be there. We're going to have a red carpet day. We're going to be on the red carpet taking photos. I know I'm going to take a lot of pictures and I'm going to get some autographs. We're going to be celebrating the life of Marvin Gaye and Robert Brookins and other. I mean, it's going to be a great event. So make sure you're there. I'd love the opportunity to get a chance to meet you, shake your hand, take some pictures, sign some autographs, whatever. It's going to be fun. So make sure you're there. I'm going to go ahead and play the little radio spot once again.
Faces of Success Radio proudly presents the 2016 Old School Celebrity Reunion Dinner and Award Ceremony.
Family reunion.
Saturday, June 4th through Monday, June 6th, 2016. Nominees and performances by Evelyn Champagne King, Johnny King, GQ, Truth, Climax, Victor Orlando, Roy Hamilton Jr., Club Nouveau, Richie Rich, Lamar Lubin, and more. And all hosted by Gail Scott King. Also, special guest appearances from Earl Young, Khalilah Ali, Sherry Gordy, Joe Levy, and Ziola Gay, with special honors going to Marvin Gaye and Robert Franklin Brookins. Tickets available now. Group rates available at facesofsuccessradio.com. You can book your room now using our group code RADIO. The 2016 Old School Celebrity Reunion Dinner and Award Ceremony at the Grand Sierra Resort Crystal Ballroom, Reno, Nevada. For more information, go online to facesofsuccessradio.com. Brought to you by Faces of Success Radio. Faces of Success.
Thank you. We love y'all too. We believe if there's anything y'all you want to do in life, you need devotion. Can I hear it right on? Come on and clap your hands, y'all. Say a song with us, y'all.
Remember that. And we want to, you know, much love goes out to the families of Earth, Wind, and Fire. They lost Maurice White, I believe it was early in February. He passed away, and man, he was a true blessing to the industry. The amount of stuff that they've done. I was listening to Steve Harvey, and evidently they were really good friends. And he dedicated his whole show to Maurice White and Earth, Wind, and Fire, and shared some stories and some of the things that they were able to accomplish as a group, and just amazing music came out of those guys. So I'm really grateful to have been alive during that time myself. Earth, Wind, and Fire, he'll be greatly missed. And also, speaking of that, and, you know, listening to some old music, I was flicking the channels. Yes, I watch TV every once in a while. You know, I am Aaron the Leave Guy, just talking business, and, you know, we're in business a lot of hours during the day. But, you know, I got DVR, so I can record stuff. So I was watching, I was flicking the channels, and I was watching, they had Michael Jackson on there, and they were celebrating, you know, it was something about 30 years or something. I don't know. It was one of the reunion shows from back in 2001. And man, you talk about some amazing music. My goodness. I think it was the last time that the Jackson 5, all the brothers were on stage together, too. But amazing, just, you know, you're talking amazing music, so different than the music of today. So we're going to be celebrating this in Reno, and we encourage you guys all to be there. It's going to be great. Again, June 4th and 5th in Reno. It's this beautiful resort. We're going to have a great time. You know, be there, award ceremony, dinner. It's going to be great. We lost GL. We had him. He had a really important phone call. I told you guys he's been doing some coaching with his church. And he got a call from his pastor, so sent me a text message that he apologizes that he wasn't able to be on the show with us today. But that's okay. When God calls, we gotta make a move on that, right? I'm gonna send him a text message that we're gonna be ending here real shortly. But today's show was a good show. I like talking about business. That's what I do. That's why I'm Aaron the Lead Guy. Just talking business. And today we were talking about, and then we're going to do a series on the mindset. What does it take? Because you all have it. You just need to tap into it. And then we want to tap into it on a consistent and regular basis. And because that will greatly help us with the success in whatever it is that we're doing. Because remember, there's four pillars in every business. You know, you got the business itself. You know, what is it that you're selling, doing, talking about, whatever it is the business is, the business model. That's the first pillar. The second one is you got to have some money, right? Because you got to have some money to do some of the things that you need to do. So you got to have investment dollars, seed dollars, money to be in business. Then you got to have people. You know, you got to have people because you got to have somebody to talk to, somebody to present to, somebody to purchase or share whatever it is that you're doing. So we call that marketing, right? You got to be able to market to the people. Then you have to have law. You know, that's the most basic of the basic. You have to have law. Like I say, you know, it can be the most complex business. The Hilton hotel chain, they got those four things. Or it can be a very simple business like a Kool-Aid stand on the corner, right? You got to have the Kool-Aid that you're going to be selling. You know, that's your business. You got to have money because you got to buy the cups, the Kool-Aid, and the sugar, right? Right? And you got to have the marketing because you have to have a sign that says Kool-Aid here, 50 cents, right? So you got to have marketing. You got to have people to see the sign, come buy the Kool-Aid. Then you got to have law because somebody from the city is going to come up to you and say, hey, do you have a permit to sell Kool-Aid on this corner, right? So it doesn't matter if it's a complex business. Or if it's a very simple business, you got to have those four things. And then Aaron, the Legal Guy, just talking business with my host GL, we tend to bring up those things, talk about those things. And then we want to help you find a way to get to those things so that you can stay in business and you can duplicate your business and you can, you know, win back some of your freedoms. That sometimes that job, that job, will take from you. Nothing wrong with a job. Trust that. Nothing wrong with a job. I had a job, and I will have a job, and I'll go get a job. There's nothing wrong with that. Matter of fact, I treat my business like a job, and it'll reward you as though it was a career. That's what we're going to close this whole thing on down the road here. But today it was about mindset. It was about not getting emotionally involved with the results. Don't worry about people telling you no. Don't worry about people telling you I'm cool or not right now or let me go check it out and I'll get back to you. Don't worry about those. There's things that you can do to overcome those as you're getting better, as you're developing your racial, because you emotionally get involved with the art of doing. The more you do, the more you report back to your support system, mentor system, your workout partners, the more you plan, do review, you plan it, you do it, you review it to make it better, then you'll be able to overcome those things that you need to overcome so you can celebrate in the success of your business. So that's our show for today. I am Aaron, the Legal Guy, just talking business. It is Wednesday. 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time is when we do the show, 2 o'clock p.m. on the East Coast. Please tune in every single week to hear this show live. You feel free to call in at 718-664-6324. Pass that number around and everybody can listen in and be live and be on the show. And I can talk to you and ask. You can ask questions. I can answer them. We can have some fun. If you do have a business and you'd like to talk about that business or be on the show, reach out to me at 336-782-8858 or call my partner GL at 415-483-2610. That's 2610. We'd be happy to send you some information via email. Just fill it out, send it back. We do a pre-interview call with you, and then we'll get you booked on the show. We've got some people coming on the show here in the next couple of weeks. It's going to be pretty exciting, but we're going to also continue on with this series on mindset. The mindset of the business owner. So that's our show for today. I thank you guys so much for tuning in. Again, this is Aaron, the Legal Guy, just talking business every single Wednesday, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. on the East Coast. And this is FacesOfSuccessRadio.com right here at Blog Talk Radio. We enjoy doing this. And don't forget to tune into our website. Go to the website, FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. See what's new, see what's happening. The website has been updated. It is fantastic. I found out, too, that you can download an app for Faces of Success Radio. They got it in iTunes. You can listen to our shows. A lot of the shows are syndicated, so we got some really great stuff. So make sure you're tuning in to Faces of Success Radio for your entertainment purposes. And also, you know, hit us up on Facebook at Faces of Success Radio, 2014 Celebrity Interviews. Excuse me, and you can get a lot of information on what we're doing at FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. Great things are happening. Make sure you tune in and always stay plugged in. And don't forget, you can't make the sale without doing the activity. You can't do the activity without being excited about doing the activity. So get excited about doing the activity. You do more activities, you'll get better results. God bless you. Take charge and go out and make the sale. Have a great day.